Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association is pursuing an aggressive, responsible energy plan to transition to a cleaner energy portfolio while ensuring reliability, increasing member flexibility, and with a goal to lower wholesale rates. Join the Copperhead Wag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time to discuss that in much more detail as Louis Bowie, the Corporate and Public Affairs Executive of Communications with Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association Incorporated. Lee, welcome back inside the barn.
Oh, Brian, it's great to talk to you today.
Hey, before we talk about that new responsible energy plan that you guys just announced on July 17th, tell our listeners more about the size and scope of Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association Incorporated's power area.
Well, Tri-State is a cooperative of cooperatives, and we were created back in the 1950s to generate and deliver power to electric cooperatives in Nebraska, Colorado, and Wyoming. And over the years, more co-ops have joined our system, and today, collectively, our members serve about 200,000 square miles of the West. That's an area of about 20% larger than California, but with only about 1.3 million people. So we've got a pretty unique challenge in working every day to provide reliable, affordable, and responsible power to our members and do that in a way that is part of the cooperative model and do that in a way that's really guided by the members that we serve.
Where does renewable energy fit within the responsible energy plan? We're going to talk more in detail about the plan itself, but where does renewable energy fit?
Well, stepping back, renewable energy has been a big part of Tri-State and cooperatives in the West really since they were founded. Most of the power that cooperatives relied on early in their formation came from the federal hydropower system. And over the years, utilities and cooperatives outgrew their supply of federal hydropower. That's why they created generation and transmission cooperatives like Tri-State to make sure that they'd always have that reliable source of power. So we've used federal hydropower since our founding, but really since 2009, we've been ramping up the renewable energy that we use. Our first two big wind and solar projects were announced in 2009, and as prices have come down over the last 10 years, we have really increased the pace of renewable energy additions. That's important to talk about. Renewable energy has come down significantly in cost as technologies have improved. And today we can procure renewable energy for our members at a very low cost that has a positive impact on rates and our cost of doing business. So we think renewables are an important part of our future of being affordable, reliable, and responsible to our members.
Now, I know you said hydropower was big in the founding of Tri-State, and a lot of people probably don't realize this, but why is it in Colorado that hydropower is not considered a renewable energy source?
Well, you know, states all treat their renewable portfolio standards different. Those states that have renewable portfolio standards, the legislatures make the rules about what counts and what doesn't count. In New Mexico, the state just recently increased the renewable portfolio standards, but they also include renewable hydropower in the mix. Certainly one of the things that we think about as our leadership looks at aggressive goals for renewable energy, it's appropriate that as those targets go up, that valuable renewable resources like hydropower get counted. You know, the great thing about hydropower is, unlike some other renewable resources, hydropower is dispatchable, and you have the ability to control how much power those resources produce. You can turn them on, you can turn them off. And so that provides some unique value to utilities in that we have a dispatchable renewable resource in hydropower. That's not to diminish the value of wind or solar. We're able to utilize those resources as well, but hydropower has always had a special place with cooperatives, and that's going to continue as we go forward.
What percentage of the energy produced by Tri-State comes from hydropower right now?
Well, in 2018, nearly a third of the energy that was consumed within our Tri-State family, within our 43 members, came from renewable energy resources. And so that's the contracts that Tri-State has for renewable generation. That's our federal hydropower. And that also includes the renewable resources that our members develop locally. When you put that all together, it's nearly a third of the energy consumed within our system.
I understand that Tri-State's board of directors recently passed several resolutions to support the development of the Responsible Energy Plan that will guide the cooperative in its energy transition. So what exactly will TSGTA and that new Responsible Energy Plan include, Lee?
Well, you know, our industry is going through some pretty significant changes. The technologies that we use, the expectations of the public, the economics of our industry are really changing rapidly. And we recognize that, and we want to make sure that we're taking full advantage of those changes to deliver reliable, affordable, and responsible power to our members. What our board has been looking at over months of time is where we need to be in the future, what our resource portfolio needs to look like, what our operations need to look like, and taking a close look at the needs of each of our individual member systems. And through those deliberations and considerations, the board has adopted several resolutions that have directed the staff here at Tri-State to move forward and develop this responsible energy plan. Here in Colorado, Tri-State will be complying with aggressive carbon reduction requirements. In New Mexico, as we talked earlier, we've got new, more aggressive renewable portfolio standard requirements. And we've got a great economic opportunity with a lot of the cost advantages that come with renewable energy. So our board and its responsible energy plan is focused on some key themes that'll be part of the plan that'll shape the way we provision power to our members in the future. The first is to comply with those aggressive carbon reduction and renewable energy standards. We're always going to ensure that we're reliable and affordable in the wholesale power we provide to our members. And we're also going to strive to see if we can pursue those goals while also having a goal of reducing Tri-State's rates while maintaining a strong financial position for our cooperative. That's a pretty tall task, but we want to look at the opportunities ahead of us and find different ways that we can be cleaner, be more flexible for our members, and be competitive as a power supplier.
Once again, my guest is Lee Bowie, Communications and Corporate Public Affairs Executive at Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association Incorporated. One important thing to note, Tri-State Generation Transmission Association Incorporated is a not-for-profit cooperative business, correct?
That's right. And I think the thing that sets Tri-State apart when we talk about our responsible energy plan and really all the things that we do is that we do this all within the not-for-profit cooperative business model. We've had overtures from for-profit entities that want to come in and work with us. But we think the changes that are ahead, the innovation that we're going to move forward with, all of these things are best done within our tried and true cooperative business model that served rural communities in the West well for decades and decades. I think power is too important of a resource to do any other way than in the cooperative business model, where you have democratic governance, you have the ownership by the members, and every decision that you make is in the best interest of those members.
Seems like a great model to me. Tell me more about the partnership with former Governor Ritter and the Center for New Energy Economy, which will support the Responsible Energy Plan.
Yeah, you know, we are always going to put our members first. As a cooperative, we're making decisions in the best interest of our members. But we also want to take into account the diverse views of stakeholders that have an interest in utilities, an interest in cooperatives, and how we're going to approach the Responsible Energy Plan. Governor Ritter is at the Center for the New Energy Economy at Colorado State University. One of their core missions is to educate, convene, and inspire decision makers on policies towards a clean energy economy. That's from their mission statement. We think that Governor Ritter and his organization are in a great place to help convene stakeholders and contribute to that conversation about our responsible energy plan and help provide us the input that we think would be valuable as we chart our course to the future.
What's the timeline for the responsible energy plan?
Well, Well, we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to get started on that. We'll be working on it through the remainder of this year, and from there we'll see kind of where we're at and what we've developed. But I think, you know, when you talk about utility resource planning, this is a constant iterative process. Things are always changing, and we're always looking at our resources and evaluating our options. That will always continue, but we're hoping that within the coming months that we'll be able to put together, you know, a plan and provide our members and those that are interested with a good idea of how we're going to approach our resource planning and our future.
This may be too early to ask, but what will be the effects for the new Responsible Energy Plan on customers' electric bills, positive or negative, or as I mentioned, is it too early to tell?
Well, our goal is, as we do all this, to find ways to reduce rates, and that's a goal. That's a challenging goal, but as a cooperative, I think it's important for us to keep the end users in mind and look for ways that we can be competitive and address the cost of electricity. I think that our number one in our consideration of this plan is reliability. We need to make sure that no matter what we do, we can always keep the lights on to our member systems. That's the most important thing that we do, I think, as a cooperative. And I'm sure you appreciate that right in Morgan County, River Electric's service territory, and our members across the West appreciate that. Second is affordability and making sure that the product that we provide is affordable and helps rural economies thrive. And then the last part of that is being responsible. One of the things that's part of our work is our members are now convening to consider changes to our wholesale power contracts that could give our members more flexibility if they desire that. One of the things that we've heard from our members is they'd like to be able to, at their own choosing, to pursue additional local renewable energy resources. We want to make sure that we're not getting in the way of that, and our members make the key decisions about our contracts. So we've got a contract committee that's going to make recommendations to our board of directors about ways that we can increase flexibility for our member systems to allow them to pursue the things that they want to pursue, including additional local renewable resources. So there's a lot of changes there, I think, at its core. People are going to see a cleaner tri-state that remains reliable and remains affordable.
My guest once again, Lee Bowie, Communications and Corporate Public Affairs Executive with Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association Incorporated. I also understand from that press release that was sent out that a new mission statement was adopted by the board, which reinforces responsibility. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we had a long mission statement before, and what our board did was take a look at that and really drill that down to the very core of what we do. And that new mission statement is to provide our members a reliable, affordable, and responsible supply of electricity in accordance with cooperative principles. And that's really what we're all about, and really what our member systems are all about. The change in there addresses responsibility. And as an electric cooperative, we're always going to be responsible to our members. We're going to be responsible to the communities that we serve. And we're also going to be responsible and compliant and good stewards of the land, the air, and the water. So adding responsibility into that mission statement, I think, was an important thing for our board to say about what we're about.
Also, from that press release, I understand you guys are going to be more proactive going forward. How so?
Well, you know, we can't make these changes alone. Utilities are affected by the policies that exist. We're going to seek collaboration with those around us and in particular, see if we can't address some of the challenges that we have that can slow down or increase the costs when it comes to making transitions like we're talking about. I'll give you an example. Transmission development is a challenge for electric utilities. Sometimes projects can go smoothly, but more often than not, it can take up to 10 years to plan, permit, and construct a new transmission line. And we're hopeful to have conversations with policymakers about ways we might be able to reduce those timelines. if you're looking at adding more renewable energy resources, which can be built rather quickly, but those require transmission. If a transmission line takes too long to build, we're not able to achieve our objectives. And so that's an example of how we'd like to work with policymakers to address some of the challenges that utilities face.
It wasn't all positive in the Responsible Energy Plan press release you guys sent out. I understand the nuclear station is going to be retired in early 2020. Why is that, Lee, and what is the TSGTA offering those through the transition process it'll affect?
Yeah, so nuclear station is a small coal-fired power plant on the west end of Montrose County in western Colorado, and it is a 100-megawatt plant. It was included in the state implementation plan for regional haze. That's a state environmental process which meets federal visibility requirements. And under the agreement with the state implementation plan, nuclear station was required to shut down by the end of 2022. In addition to that, our Craig Station Unit 1 will also be required to close by the end of 2025. The nuclear station's been in a ready-to-run status, and we use it infrequently, whether we need it for support for reliability or if the market dictates it's beneficial to run the plant, we do. But it's been in a ready-to-run status since early 2016. As we assessed the requirements that were placed on the plant and our goals for affordable power, we made the difficult decision to close the plant early. The mine that supplied the coal to the plant, New Horizon Mine, is in full reclamation, and the remaining coal that we have available for the plant is on site at the power plant. When that supply of coal is exhausted, our staff will begin to do their pre-decommissioning activities before we decommission and demolish the plant. As part of Tri-State's commitment to community, we're working very closely with our employees to support them, and with the community, we'll offer a $500,000 grant, $100,000 each year, that we'll give to the community for them to use as they see fit to help with the transition and support economic development.
Lee, detailed Tri-State's actions to date, which have led to support to the Responsible Energy Plan's goals already.
Yeah, you know, while our plan is new and we're really publicly stating our intentions of developing a plan and showing where we're going, we've been doing a lot of work over the last 10 years to bring on cleaner resources. It was 2009 when Tri-State announced its first wind and first solar projects. As the cost of renewable energy have come down, we have increased the pace of our renewable energy additions, and today we have contracts for five wind farms, four solar projects. One of those wind farms and one of those solar projects are yet to be built. They'll be built over the next few years. We've also added a lot of small hydropower projects, but as the costs have come down, we've rapidly increased the amount of renewable energy we buy. And when I say the costs have come down from our first solar projects to our latest, the cost difference is right around 80%. So that really speaks to the improvement in technology and the competitive markets for renewables that have driven much lower costs. We've also been focused on energy efficiency. In the last year, our energy efficiency rebates to our member systems had a record, and we think it's important that we can continue to work with rural communities to use energy wisely. So there's a lot going on with Tri-State, and we expect the pace of that activity to only accelerate.
Where can folks learn more about the Renewable Energy Plan and more about Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association Incorporated?
Well, a couple of things that you can do. We encourage you to go to our website, and that's at tristate.coop, T-R-I-S-T-A-T dot C-O-O-P. And we've got a lot of information there about the Responsible Energy Plan and about our operations and our cooperative business model. I'd also encourage your listeners to find us on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and follow us there. We publish to those sites regularly, and it's a great way to have a conversation with us.
I know we've covered quite a bit in today's interview, but any final thoughts before I let you go?
Well, you know, Tri-State is focused on being increasingly green and increasingly flexible for our members. And at the end of the day, we're a cooperative. We are member-driven. All of the decisions that we make are driven by our member systems through our board of directors and through engagement with your local boards and your local staff at your local electric cooperatives. We're here to serve our members and serve the rural communities across the West. We're proud to do it, and we look forward to continuing to innovate and continuing to drive to be more competitive and do our part to make rural communities successful.
Once again, that's Lee Bowie, Communication, Corporate, and Public Affairs Executive with Tri-State Generation Transmission Association Incorporated. I really appreciate your time, Lee.
Brian, thank you.
Once again, the mission of Tri-State is to provide their members, systems, a reliable, affordable, and responsible supply of electricity in accordance with cooperative principles. Tri-State is a not-for-profit cooperative wholesale power supplier to 43 electric cooperatives and public power districts that collectively serve 1.3 million consumers across four states and nearly 200,000 square miles of the West. Tri-State is owned and governed by its members. Learn more about the organization online at tristate.coop.